The Lahaina City Council regular meeting of Wednesday, December 15th, 2010 is called to order at 6:20 p.m. Councilor Ward. Oh, wait a minute. We have to establish a quorum first. Sorry about that. Have roll call and establish a quorum, starting with manager, please.
Rick Allen.
Don Greiner.
Mayor Shields.
Councilor Barbara Hitchens.
Councilor McAfee.
Councilor Douglas Ward.
Administrative Assistant Morgan.
Thank you. We have all council and staff present. Councilor Ward, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. Added agenda items. We have he said we can do this without him. He's and he's the one who wants to add things. We'll add, what did he just say when we were talking about adding items?
He said to take off. Take off.
Yeah, we will, when we get to consent agenda, we'll do that. But we can do that right now, I guess. On the consent agenda, we will be removing item number C. We will not be doing that today. Mix that up. And Rick, okay, we removed item number C from the consent agenda.
Okay.
Our added agenda items are, how do we characterize
Real estate related, if you can.
Okay, let's that will be 13A. Real estate items. If that's good enough. Okay. All right. Move on. Item number 5, consent agenda. Has everyone reviewed everything in the consent agenda? Any questions, concerns, comments?
I do. On the meeting for October 19th, so that would be item 5AI. Page 3. And on the first line, about under IGA between district and city, and then it said it was not voted on at the earlier sewer and water district meetings due to lack of quorum.
Yeah, where are you reading?
The first line. I thought that one district had voted, so I'm not sure which one.
The water district voted to sign the IGA.
So then I guess they did change it to at the earlier sewer.
The sewer group did not have a quorum and didn't take it up.
Yeah, so she's just going to take off water district.
Yeah.
And then on the that 31. 1, 2, 3. The fourth paragraph is that you can add that Councilor McAfee asked regarding the legal review.
That's what?
Regarding the legal review.
Of what? I'm not real clear on what it was you wanted to add.
I asked Rick if there was a legal review.
Oh, asked. Okay. Rick. back up a little bit. I thought on the very first part where they didn't vote because there was a lack of quorum, I thought they canceled both of those meetings on that day.
Oh, you're going back to this thing on the...
Yeah. My understanding was that on one of those meetings, so that would be the sewer, the water district, they wouldn't have even discussed it because they had already voted on it. They voted to accept it. So the only meeting that it could have been discussed at, therefore was not discussed, was the sewer district.
I'm not sure the timing of those, if that was before or after this particular
meeting. So do you want to just strike the whole sentence? Was the discussion as to whether the agreement was necessary at this point in time, period. And then I would just take out that sentence.
Or have the administrative assistant review that portion of the discussion and see if that is correct. Just correct it according to the recording. Because there was that discussion.
Okay.
Okay. Any other?
Okay. On September 21st, the Lapine Water District voted, it says, Barbara stated that Section 10 language, which I don't know what Section 10 is, sitting right up, feeling it was on the, we can't work on it during the contract, during the IGA, has been deleted as per the city's request. So whatever we wanted, they say they took it out. Bill made a motion to sign the IGA, seconded by Brian. Barban, yes. Bill, yes. James, yes. Brian, yes. Dennis, no. Motion carried by majority, September 21st, 2010. So the Water District voted to sign the IGA. Now, it's never been signed or sent here. That's a detail.
Small detail.
Small
Okay. Any other comments or questions on the consent agenda?
No.
Can I have a motion to approve the corrections as noted?
I so move.
I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Count the word, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Hitchens, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Greiner, yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Okay. Move on to item number 6, public comments. Anybody ready for a comment yet?
Is it not on the agenda?
Public comments, whatever. Anything? You have something? Would you please step to the podium, please?
Loretta Murphy, PO Box 2441, Lapine, 97739, sorry. I'm going to give everybody a copy of some documents, and I just would like to ask each of you, counselors, when any of you first or ever saw these documents, when they were presented to you officially. And it's just for the record.
I saw these after I requested them in a public, in a record request.
I've never seen these before.
I don't understand your question.
I'm asking when each counselor ever saw these conflict of interest letters, when they were presented to them, this formally, because it's required. And that's all I just was trying, that's all I want to do is just find out when and if everybody, there's three, there's two more that exist, Mr. Allen and the second one from Mike Shields. But both of those, obviously, Rick's was the night he was hired, it was seen, and then the second one from Mike Shields on May 13th was seen. But these documents, I have read every set of minutes that exist from the day the city was incorporated, and I can nowhere find any record of these documents ever being made official. Now, you don't have to make a big public announcement every time. However, they do. They are mandated under Oregon state statute that they must be formally presented to the what is called the appointing authority, which is the council. So, and that is directly from the Attorney General's office and the Ethics Commission's office, that they, any conflict of interest letter from a business must be formally presented to the, and there it is called the appointing authority in the city of Alpine, that is the city council. And they must be made a matter of your record. They don't necessarily have to be presented from a business in a public forum, but they must be presented to all of the council legally. And so that's what I'm asking, when each of them. So I'm just understanding that some people have never seen them. Some of you have, I saw that Councilman Ward, one of these was addressed to you. And I know when that was because you were working on the street on the contract. So I'm sure that's probably, which I did kind of wonder why something would be mailed to, not to the city or to City Hall. That kind of seemed a little odd too. So, and I'm just wondering, Councilman Greiner, have you seen all of these before?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
The reason I haven't, part of it is because I missed the first council meeting after I was appointed, and that's the date of one of the letters.
Correct. Well, actually, a couple of them, I understand that, but they are supposed to make them known to each council. The new council members come on, they are supposed to make any conflict of interest letters, they're supposed to make them aware of them. So,
the first one I haven't seen, but I have seen some of the others.
Okay. And Mayor Shields, have you, I'm sure you've probably seen all, because a couple of them are addressed to you, so I'm sure you have. Barbara, you haven't.
I had a record request, and I've seen them all.
By your request.
Right.
But not presented to you as
no.
a council person.
No.
Okay. And Councilman Ward, obviously the one that was mailed to you.
Well,
have you seen them all?
It wasn't mailed to me. I believe I picked it up here.
Oh, okay. Your name is on the address.
That's because I was designated to do the preliminary work on getting the roads done.
So, and how about the other two?
I think I've seen all of these. As far as I can tell. Yeah.
So, I guess my question would be, how would you have seen them all if other people haven't seen them at all?
Well, I don't know. I can't answer that.
And I guess that's part of my issue is that the way things have been, you know, it's an issue that from City Hall, that what one counselor sees, all counselors should see.
Uh-huh.
That what is, you know, information to one counselor should be information to all counselors on things, especially things like this. And it's just really been ignored, and that was my issue. And so that's
I am personally familiar with both of these from Lapine Equipment and from Vic Russell. I'm not quite sure about this thing about Terminix. But the other two, yes, because I was involved with that. I had to sign off on it.
That would be something that the new council really should look up. It should really make a point of stating that conflict of interest documents need to be handled in a very specific way. And Mr. Allen, I'm sure you know, some don't have to be discussed in a big public forum if they're from a business, but they do have to be presented to counselors. And then you know which one. There's a difference between some and others. But anyway.
Well, since I've been here, I emailed them.
Yeah.
I emailed them out.
Yeah. Right. I think there's only one that's, well, yours, and then the one other one came in since you've been here.
Well, but we've done the same contractors again for this year's snow plowing and everything. And so
but one for his was different. His first one was for snow removal, and this one was for road maintenance. So there's two different,
But I've had them, and they've been emailed out. Any I've had, they have went out.
You send them to everyone.
I send them to everyone.
Right.
Before I got here, I don't know where they went.
But into a file that was not apparently shared. So.
But at this point, anyway, everybody's seen them because, as you know, this has come up before. You, Vicki,
These have not come up before. No. I requested these I requested these on a city records request, and these have not ever, as Councilwoman Hedges said, if they'd been us before, she would have seen them.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Well, at least the issue has been discussed before, because it's been brought up before, and you know, we acknowledged that.
But they went and made public. My point is, if it was discussed, just in all respect, if it was discussed, then they should have then been handled and put into the record, and then it would have been done. That's my point, is that if there's anything else out there like that, these are just the kind of things that are mandated that they be there. And they also should be in one place. When I requested these, I believe, Patty, am I remembering correctly, she didn't even have access to some of them at the time, and so they were not in a file. Like, there was not a file that said conflict of interest document, which there should be. They were apparently in all different files of the people who you did business with. So there was not a conflict of interest file, and because you had to send several emails to me. Am I correct in remembering?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think Luana was having some of that.
Yeah.
Too.
So I'm just saying, it's the way. It's okay. More about the process.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and I think, okay, you know, different people have different ways of filing things. Anyway, thank you for bringing this up yet again. It has been discussed before, and this is has been another one of those sort of growing pains sort of things. You don't go to school to learn how to start up a new city and get all this stuff in place. So thank you for bringing that up. Would you like to maybe start your one-person ORS committee and everything that we do?
I find this wrong that we haven't seen it when the attorney is asking us to consent to his representation.
Right. That's my point. The attorney is saying something legal here that you are, by someone else's signature, agreeing to, and that is exactly the point.
And I don't think everybody should have their own system of filing.
Right.
I've never been in a position like that.
That's correct.
Okay. I know that several of these things have been discussed in the council meeting because I was there at the time they were discussed. For instance, Mayor Shields recused herself from some of the voting because of the conflict of interest.
Right, that was done the second one. I was actually at that meeting when she recused from voting on the snowplow or the road maintenance contract. But again, it's more about none of them have been presented to everyone, and that's really the point. That's what's required.
Right, and I think, you know, the point is, I don't know what's going to be the process from here on out. We have a very good manager and whatever.
Well, the process is mandated by law.
Right.
And that's what I don't follow.
Yeah. And I mean, no sarcasm about being, you know, ORS expert, but I can cite you the statute, and I can tell you that it's they're very serious about the statute.
If you were saying I was being sarcastic, is that what you're saying?
No, I just said no sarcasm.
No sarcasm from you. Okay, yeah. Because I'm thinking, there's a lot of work to this, to knowing everything that you have to keep up on and everything, and it's actually, kind of good to have things called to the council's attention or to the mayor's attention or the manager's attention or to other office staff attention.
That's all right. Well, yeah, so that's...
There was
business done. Thank you.
We thought we were doing the right thing because we signed the conflict of interest letters, and the
city attorney who wrote them. Like, that's the part that really bothered me. That the person writing each of these was sitting at that table at every single meeting for a year, 2 years. And that was really, truly at the base of what made me request them and say, he should have said,
right,
hello, knock, knock, we wrote these. Why aren't they being presented?
Well, we need to be bothered no more, because then
now
procedure will be as it should be.
Really,
thank you. Anything else? Okay, we will move on to item number 7, approval of 2009-2010 audit review report. Any discussion? Everyone had time to review that since we had our presentation last month.
I don't have any issue with it.
I think her review was really thorough and answered any questions.
Absolutely. If there's no further discussion, I will entertain a motion for approval of the 2009-2010 audit review report.
I so move.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Briner, yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, next item, number 8, approval of raise for administrative assistant. We all got an email report on that.
Ben, I told her when I first started I'd do a review on her in September, October. And so I did that, and she's doing a great job. And she hadn't had a raise for a while, even though it's kind of a time where a lot of people aren't getting raises, but she's doing good, and she was kind of froze back there, and so I think that definitely she deserves a dollar an hour raise. And then one of the other things I've talked about is, as we take on sewer and water and all of that, we'll have to have a retirement program, so probably in the next year's budget we'll have to have some sort of retirement, and the next council will work on that. And that will add, in reality, if it's 6%, you're adding about another buck an hour of cost, 6% of 13 bucks, So I see this now, and then what the council decides for benefits in the future as we take on sewer and water.
I don't feel that a dollar an hour is enough, considering what she has taken on and the amount of work she does. I would like to see it more in line with other people working in offices in this area, $2 more.
I also agree that it should be.
What is your salary now? 13?
Well,
12.50. And the majority of the people working in offices, the banks, and all around here is at 15. I would like to see a $2 raise.
I agree. And I think that Patty has taken on a lot of responsibilities, and she's here managing the office when you're not here. And I think that it's appropriate for her to make at least $15 an hour.
Go ahead.
I don't think that's out of line for this area.
I can't comment on that because I haven't done any research. I don't know what in this area, Lapine, what an average pay rate would be, or a normal, whatever you want to call it, for a person in that position. I'm more inclined to accept the manager's recommendation at this time, and I know that he's always watching and assessing and reassessing, and there's nothing to say that the manager can't reassess and recommend another pay raise at any time.
Well, I have had a lot of discussions with people around because of my daughter's work in the area and the people that she has spoken to, and her co-workers also, and when they have applied for work. They have talked to people at the banks and applied for different positions, and generally it's been starting probably around $13 or $14 an hour and going up from there. And Patty has been here quite a while, and it's been a while since she had a raise, and she's really managed very well.
Yeah, and I talked to the supervisor at Midstate, the customer service supervisor, Gina Stewart, and they start out at $12 an hour, but within that year's time frame, that they're up to $19. So I don't think it's out of line. And also that, when we gave Luana her raise, mm-hmm. it was, no one had an issue with and she's assuming most of Luana's duties because, those services didn't go away. Someone had to assume them. So And there, I think, how much was Luana making? It was, I believe it was $19.
Yes, well, but we lowered it down to 16 something after I came.
That was because of part-time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
the hourly.
I mean, her job lowered, I mean, regardless of the part-time, she never did get to part-time.
I think the city needs to show that they value their workers as everybody else does. And if we show ourselves as giving somebody so valuable such a small amount of wage with, you know, it doesn't look good.
Mayor Shields. I think, first of all, I want to compliment Patty, too. In fact, I think I have almost every time I've seen her since for the last few times or the last couple months. And I'd like to go on record as saying we hired a city manager to conduct those affairs and to make recommendations as to employees and their pay and so forth. I think that we ought to stick with the recommendations of the city manager with the understanding that within the next month or two or three, there will be another review, and when that comes up, the city council can again make a recommendation, if necessary, to increase the salary a second time.
Well, the city manager does recommend, but we are allowed our input, and I think it should be listened to.
True. Let's just be sure that our input doesn't get into where it sounds like we're doing an employee evaluation, because
no,
we're not supposed to be doing that.
We're not evaluating.
So,
I would tend to go along with the city manager's recommendation. He's the one that works 3 days a week with Patty. He's the one that did the evaluation. He's the one that sees what she's doing. I would, if the majority of the council wants to go more than that, I would not say no to it. Although I would think that we should go with your recommendation first. I think $1 at one time is fair, and a 6 month reevaluation, which that's normal. 6 months to a year, everybody gets reevaluated. And when you get reevaluated, you also get reevaluated on salary. And if 6 months evaluation warrants it, well, then she could be in line for another pay raise. But I think at this particular time, $1 at a time is, for as far as I'm concerned, is
sufficient. People aren't evaluated 6 months. When they've been on the job, it's a year. Oh. And I think that's too long to wait.
Well, the council can set its own schedule for that.
So,
3 months, a year, 6 months, whatever.
So, regarding your recommendation, so how did you arrive at that?
You know, I didn't do a salary survey because we are going to have to do a comprehensive one. And I felt that, well, I figured this was January 1st, basically, it's to get us through to July, which is the new budget year, to compensate her for doing a good job, knowing that benefits cost money, that we may have to, and most likely we'll have to increase health insurance. Her husband is not covered right now. The sewer districts cover family and everything. And so somewhere between their $1,800 a month they spend between $1,700 and $1,800 a month per full family. We spend five something. So, you know, where are we going to end up? But if we end up at $700 or $800, her husband's added on, that's another couple dollars an hour in wages. The retirement's another dollar an hour. And so I was reluctant making a recommendation to give two now when we're going to add possibly three or some other number. That was my thought. And it certainly, everything you said is true here, but that's what I did.
Okay, so there was, you didn't do a survey? Or
no, not absolutely not. I don't know how you set the salary that she has, and I wasn't around, so I, you know, my dollar an hour is 7%. Something that I figured out. But
would you accept $1.50?
You go, girl. There you go.
Yeah. I just, it's $1.50 is fine. I mean, you guys have to set the values here. And
now,
you know,
you don't necessarily have to do a review, a formal performance review, to recommend a raise, to give an increase in wages, do you? I mean, you could come to the council.
I mean, I wouldn't see another one until we work through what we're going to kind of have ahead, because you're also going to hire a city manager down the road, and right now you have none of the benefits and things that you're probably going to recruit a city manager on. So if we need to, this spring, work on kind of an overall, where you would go out and do a salary survey, what is their job descriptions and everything else. And so we don't know all those things right now.
So based on all of that, you're anticipating maybe another 6 months before another wage increase, or?
I mean, it depends on what the new council, how they want to move forward on wages and benefits. I don't know if they want to provide health insurance extension, like for spouses. I don't know if they want to add for retirement. We have not gotten 1 second into any of that, other than we do know that the districts provide a lot of it, and we know we're going to have to provide more of it. And so that's where I was.
Okay.
I would like to make a motion that we approve a raise of $1.50 an hour. Excuse me, I can't get a voice for Nina. You choked up for Patty.
And I second that.
Then a motion made and seconded. Is there any further discussion on that? I was going to say something and it just flew right out of my head.
No one else.
Oh, okay, so this is something that could theoretically come up again very soon after the new councilors are seated.
I think $1.50 is not going to be a problem.
Okay, I wouldn't think so either.
You know, that's a good compromise.
Well,
I mean, she's worth it.
Well,
you know,
we don't want her to run away, get scared and run away. Any further discussion on that motion? Councilor
Greiner? Wasn't there a motion already?
Yeah, I said, is there any further discussion on that motion?
The only discussion I have is I really want to compliment Patty on how much work she's done for us, because I see it all the time.
Much.
And I appreciate it personally as well as the council should do.
Well, it is. Every time you walk in here, she's working. She's on something all the time, and she acknowledges anybody, everybody, every time they walk in, whether it's councilor, citizen, anyone. She's on top of things. All right. We're ready then. I will call for a roll call vote to increase Administrative Assistant Patty Morgan's wages to $1.50 an hour.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Hinters, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Greiner, yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick.
You bet. Thanks. There you go, Patty. Don't spend that all tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay, number 9, acceptance of election results. This is just a formality.
Yeah, you know, I was looking back in the previous elections, Patty and I were looking back, and you hadn't done that, but most districts and cities do, because you have a form. I guess what it comes down to, if you thought you can challenge results, if you thought something was fishy. So, just to be on the safe side, I said, let's go ahead and add it. And so this is from the clerk, and it comes with her official little stamp at the bottom. So it's just a matter of a motion to accept the results of the election.
Okay.
We are in charge of our own election, so.
Yeah. All right, with that, I will entertain a motion for acceptance of election results.
I would so move.
I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Hedges, absolutely yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Greiner, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Okay. Item number 10, snow plowing.
This was for you guys to continue to give me direction on that. You know, it's an important issue to the. I don't know what's so funny back there tonight, but everything seems
just
to be
feeling good.
Okay. The snow plowing, you know, we obviously, it's one of the services we provide, and so we get since I've been here, I mean, I get, especially during the snowstorms, you know, I mean, I get several calls, comments from all kinds of people, councilmen come in and you name it. So I thought it was a good chance for you guys to talk about what your expectations are. You know, again, we can, just like we can pay more, we can spend up till we don't have any money, whatever you guys want to do, it's your call. What kind of snow plowing you want? The contract we used this year was a duplicate of last year, with a couple street changes. But as far as 4 inches and all of that, the real problem came, well, mostly was in after, on our contract and your previous contract, they plow when it snows 4 inches. There was no what I would call maintenance snow plowing. In other words, 5 days go by, it starts to slush up, no new snow had fallen. And in our contract, we don't call for them to go do anything. I went ahead and called them and had them do it. But that was a couple days later after so many complaints came in, I just did it. So I thought, it's a good chance. You know, some people complained that over driveways. I had one guy that had an ice berm. He said he couldn't hardly get out. Others kind of joke about it, and you can't plow out driveways. I guess you can if you want to triple your snow plowing costs. But tell me what you guys want. What level of service do you want? And I can then pass that on to our contractors. Just a discussion.
Mayor Shields, I'd like to comment right now if I could, please.
Please.
I think Councilor McAfee and myself can attest to the fact that we've had some pretty lousy ruts.
Yes.
In our subdivision. And being as the county now owns the roads, I guess, and we're plowing for the county, it would be nice if they could knock down the ruts after it started. Now, we didn't have a 4-inch. We had 1 4-inch fall, I think. But then we had 3 2-inch falls, and all of this was melting and freezing, melting and freezing. And I'll tell you, it got to the point where trying to get out of that subdivision, I was dragging the lower part of my car going up. And I think that not only Councilor McAfee and myself have had the problem, but I've gotten phone calls from people that live in there saying, why can't you do something? So I think we ought to be able to address something like that and take care of it. Maybe not a blanket thing, but on a case-by-case basis. That's my opinion.
Well, that's kind of the nature of snowfalls, too. You know, they're all different, year after year, month after month, and week after week. And so you're going to have different situations like this. The trick is, how do you handle it? You wait until you get complaints? You know, because we do have in our...
It's probably a combination of both.
Yeah. You know, because our snowplow plan says 4 inches and more expected. It doesn't address that sort of situation, so... I don't know.
I think we're talking about the future. We can't do much about the past.
Well,
but,
exactly.
But if it happens...
I think this sort of thing is going to happen again. It happens.
That's right.
You know.
And we should have some plan to address it.
Right.
I found in my area that some of the side streets, well, like Wheeler, were done, but Fox was terrible, and I would stop when I was driving down there because people walk, children walk. There are a lot of high school children who are walking home from school, and people riding their bikes down there, people walking their dogs, and you can't stay even. There's this big hill in the middle, and the car is dragging on it, and the tires are slipping on the ruts. And I would like to see a street like Foss done more, like Finley Butte and Reed, very clean. But I haven't noticed Mitts being quite as clean. But Wheeler was done. It's like it's hit or miss.
So I think that as far as you know, no driveways or no berms, and I think that we should have it like a set of priorities, like arterials and connectors. Also, when it becomes a public safety issue, like it was with the slush and stuff, is there a criteria with the school buses?
Well, I mean, it would just, there's not a, like a state criteria or anything. There's no laws or anything. So we have a priority. We have, well, I think we call it A, B road.
Okay.
And so we have four primary, secondary, same type of thing you're saying. And the bus routes and the fire station routes are the A's. Little side streets are the B's.
Oh, so it's just the location. So it's not like the condition of the snow?
No.
Okay. Yeah, but it gets slushy like that. Well, I guess when we can just generally say when it's like a public safety issue to go ahead and plow.
I think what you're saying is there are times that we'll need to plow that it doesn't have anything to do with new snow falling.
Right.
It's just because it's slushed up and you know, and believe me, they like to go do it.
Yeah.
So it's not a matter of, and they've not abused it. So I think it's just easy for me to kind of call both contractors and say, you know, once it's snow, then monitor the melt. Because that's when the problem hits, is the melt. The melt freeze, thaw freeze, thaw freeze. And so I think that was the problem.
That's terrible.
And because they did go out, I know he talked and had Mr. Shields go out, and then I called Russell's. I called him at 9 o'clock at night and said, you know, go out, had to make, get about three cell phones to get through to them all. But they went out. So
it took them a long time.
They did it the next day.
They did it that night.
Not
fast. Now, speaking only for the Cago area, we have, and Drafter Road, that's where I live, we have 8.2 miles of dirt and gravel road up there. And in 15 years I've lived there, we've only had snow plowing 2 years. And I'll tell you what, I don't care how big the berm is. The berm can be as tall as a house. I don't care as long as that road's clean. That's what really counts. The main problem we've had up there is driveway berms. There's not a darn thing you can do about it. You plow goes by, you're going to have a berm. The real problem we ran into was when Mike had to go out and plow at night because we had a foot of slush and the school bus couldn't get down the road. Okay? And there's three roads up there, Cagle, Pine, and Railroad, which are school bus routes. They have to be kept open. And he had to go and do those roads because the school bus couldn't get down the street because of the slush. And that caused a frozen berm the next morning. And I'm telling you, you ever try to shovel out a 3-foot-high frozen solid block of ice? It's not an easy thing to do. Now, as far as the roads in town and the pavement go, I can't speak on those. But what we're doing on the gravel and dirt roads is absolutely perfect. And we need to continue to do it. We've had a couple of problems. Some neighbors have called me and want to know, you know, why is the gravel being pushed all over? Well, we addressed all that. We fixed it. Mike raised the blade. He did a little extra. He widened out a cul-de-sac. We did that for those people at our expense. But it was something that we really needed. So up there, it's working fine. It's working very, very well. Everybody up there is happy as a clam that they can ride down the road. On my street alone last week, I pulled, when we got all that slush, I pulled three people out of the ditch just on my street. Just because we had all that snow going on the road. So we're doing fine up there. No problem.
I think I know what you want to do, and I'll send an email. In fact, I'll CC you guys. You can see. I'll send an email to both of them, kind of telling them to watch it closer, and we'll know if they're going too far the other way. We have the revenue in our road fund to do it. And do it right. It's important to people. I went and drove some of the subdivisions, and I could definitely see it.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So, if you got a four-wheel drive, it's not bad.
I wanted to back up to another comment. The melting and the freezing, that is a problem. But that in itself wasn't the problem. The problem was the additional 3 inches and then 2 inches and then 2 inches.
And it kept.
Yeah, because once they have plowed, they've plowed what they can do. You can't plow down to pavement.
Yeah.
And so if, in the absence of any snowfall over that, any thawing and freezing that you get is just going to be there.
Yeah. Now I can see what you guys mean by that.
Yeah.
It was little bits were adding.
Right. That's,
and then it kind of melts in.
That's
and
what
then it gets
the problem,
packed in.
And that's what needs to be watched.
Okay. Doer. Call me if you have complaints on that. You know, it's one of those things. It's an important thing to the citizens. And I think it's one that we need to provide the best we can. It's one that you always get complaints on, doesn't matter where you are. But it's one that we can do. We're here for that. And it's one of the good benefits of the city.
All right. We'll move on to number 11, Sewer and Water District Withdrawal.
We have several issues with all of that, but the I guess number one, I wanted to get a vote from you on the Cato annexation. I want to just send a letter to the county commissioners. At the district meetings that they had last month, they voted to, of course, annex Cato subdivision. It goes to the county for their approval. It can't be annexed unless the county approves it and agrees to it, signs off on it. And obviously, if we take over the districts, it's not required. There doesn't need to have an annexation of the subdivision. And that's so they can move forward on getting USDA loans. And we know USDA loans are a problem, so why complicate it with more loans that are already a problem? And it's a project that is several years in length. If they start it, this could go on for years. And so we know the issue. So I'd just like to have a kind of you guys on the record so I could send a letter to the county saying the city of Lapine does not support the annexation of the Cato subdivision and would ask the county not to approve any annexations while we're in the withdrawal process.
I agree 100% with you right now. I don't think we should send the county a letter asking them not to approve it until this thing is all straightened out.
I also agree.
I agree.
I agree.
I agree too. This is going to carry over into our new council makeup. I'd kind of like to get the councilor-elect's thoughts on that.
Same. I agree.
It's going to have to happen, but...
Well, I don't think we want to, you know, go somewhere right now at this point in time that isn't going to be supported by at least the majority of the of next year's council. That's where I'm going with this.
I think my concern would be drafting the letter to the county, not saying we do not support the annexation or the bringing the Cato subdivision in under the city. Because the city wants to be involved with it. We don't want it to appear that we're not going to support any.
Well, the city doesn't need to
see,
annex.
Once we're in the city, it doesn't have to be annexed. It's up and we can
right,
just do
that,
it. So
I
can
right.
put that in the letter that, that
yes.
we ultimately want to serve the Cato subdivision.
Right.
Yep. However,
under
once
the city.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it seems at this point it's prudent yeah. to do something that is going to be
not
supported at least by the majority of the newly seated council. Mm-hmm. So, Stu, do you also?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
The wording has to be
yeah.
just right.
Well,
yeah.
and you can run it by all of us.
Yeah, I've already got, the county commission has told me that they won't do it without a letter of support, but I want to be on the record that was me verbally talking to them, so I just want to make sure that so they aren't about to do it without a letter. But. So, I mean,
okay.
we'd want a motion.
Okay, so, we need a motion for manager to
just need a motion to authorize me to send a letter to the county you know, letting them know that the city does not support the annexation of the Cato subdivision. I mean, all worded, right?
I so move.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Greiner, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Council.
Okay. Then, kind of the update of where we are. And, you know, at some point I might like, maybe I could just do this at the end of this discussion, another vote that you want us, or want me to continue working on it, you know, because they're, obviously, I get to take the hits on it because it's my job. But I think always I want to do a check-in every once in a while to make sure. I don't always say I don't like to look behind me and find no one there. Because if the council changes as the temperature goes up, That's fine with me, because I'm just hired to do what you guys want. So be thinking of that, but I would like kind of a vote maybe at the end of this discussion that we're wanting to move forward on the withdrawal and so on. Just so that you know, and it involves new folks and things, but we have to have our hearing in March, remember, in order to set a date of when we would assume the districts, and if we don't do that by March, it's the next March you do it, which means it's July of 2012 is when the earliest you could withdraw. So just be planning, everyone, that March we will have to have a public hearing on the withdrawal, and that's what we're moving toward. And then we can set a date. You can set a date 2 years ahead. You just set the date that you're going to assume of a budget. And that's for budgeting purposes, is why I think the state has that. In March, they have time to then figure their budgets out. And looking back in the minutes, Barb Ann had said, anytime you want to assume the districts, basically, let them know by March so that they can plan. So, and that's in the minutes, and we'll certainly make sure that they're aware of it so that they can plan. And whether or not it's July 1st or January 1st, we'll work that out come this, a couple months from now. We have sent a public records request to the districts and have not had any, so we'll be sending another letter or note of email type response tomorrow. About 5 weeks ago, we sent a public records request of numerous items. As you know, they had suggested that we all request go through the attorneys. Some of it's kind of a waste of time and money, but that's what they want. It's simple things that they know, and they weren't things that required research. But be that as it may, they have that right. We did that. We sent that on about November 10th or 11th. And we sent a list, and it was a whole group of items. And they then said that they would charge us for it, and they included their rates for that. And then they would give us an estimate back, which is according to the policy. And we have never gotten an estimate back yet, let alone the documents. So we are going to push harder on, A, give us the estimate, and then be prepared, we'll pay it. And because we could spend months arguing over that. It's a dollar a page from the sewer district is a dollar a page, $1.05 if it's a legal size. The water district is $5 per page. However, it's a little confusing because in one email I got from them, they were not going to charge us if it's something we haven't ever gotten before. Brian made a motion in January, February of this year that they would not charge us for things because they were going to be helpful. However, the email we got from the attorney recited the charges, but they don't really want to charge us for them is the bottom paragraph. So we're not sure. But at this point, we have just sent a request of numerous items and have got nothing back. So everything's been very quiet as far as that. So we will work harder at getting, and it's part of our due diligence. The things we need to know, it's contracts they have, it's licenses they have, water rights, certificates, you name it, wages, employee contracts, all kinds of stuff. And we hopefully will get those. But we will turn the heat up in order to get them if they're not going to provide them. The website, our website, I am going to have our website start to change it at the top and where we'll have departments, because now we're actually going to start to have departments where we will have some utilities and we have planning. And so we're going to do a little change there. And so you'll hit a drop down, you'll hit Public Works, and then under that can be sewer and water and so on. And we were going to put their minutes on there because they won't put their minutes on. However, Just in the last 2 weeks, they have rehired Little D. He was fired in February because of a breach of confidentiality, according to a report from the board chairman, and so he was fired. That's why there's been no minutes online. No one has maintained the website since February. But as of a couple weeks ago, they were rehired to do that. And there are minutes now on there. I mean, the rest of the site's not updated, but there are minutes. But I do have voice, and we may start putting the audio online, because the minutes are very abbreviated minutes. And I think that as we are taping the meetings, and I think some of you knew that, and it's important as we move down the line, if things are going to become very official, we need a better record of just knowing what's said, because a lot of times there, they aren't motions, they're just kind of agreement.
Proclamation.
It's just kind of, it's hard. There really isn't, half the times there's not like a motion and a second, just stuff just kind of happens. And so it's hard to tell then by minutes what's happening. And then the other problem you get in with minutes is they will have people making motions and seconds occasionally that aren't on that board. And so that's a problem. If they're not sitting on that board, they can't really make a motion. But they do in the minutes. And if you have no tape, you have nothing to go back to correct. And that, you know, I found all of these, and these are my three books here on this, and it's all there. So look for the website change. Then I met with our whole legal team last Thursday, and we're checking out all the different kind of processes with it. We will be getting a report on the USDA and kind of what their role is. And we've researched that, and we'll have that here in a few days, and what their laws are. We have another attorney working on the withdrawal in these documents, and that's the person who handles a lot of the water type stuff. And then we actually met with one of the senior partners who understands more of the political side of things and used to be a state senator. And we'll, so we had the whole crew together and are kind of working on this from several angles. And so that's kind of where we are right now.
Has the water district been audited recently?
Yes. They just finished.
They're a little squirrely.
Squinder. Yeah. So, you know, I'd say that the heat is going to get turned up a little bit, and I just want to make sure that everybody's still on board with us assuming withdrawing and moving forward on. So where the city operates the districts, there hasn't been any changes in that.
No, you have my full support. I think that our interactions with them have proved to be that they're confusing. I think that if that's a reflection on how they do business, I think it's real imperative that the city takes the responsibility to see that the ratepayers are being serviced as they should be. I think that we just stay on course.
I also think you should move forward. Continue, but ratchet it up a little bit. You're going to have to get their attention before anything happens.
No
bridges?
One.
I've been on board as far as moving ahead right from the start. I think we should move ahead as rapidly as we can.
I also agree. We need to change course now.
Because what's happening is it's really kind of the game with the attorneys back and forth with all of this is public agency to public agency. If a lot of places would have the stuff I'm asking for would be online, but because they don't keep much of that up, I mean, other than minutes now, there's nothing there, and so it's really hard for me to, so so I have to kind of make some, I've done a good job of, what I've done is I have, right now I have 14 pages on the sewer district and about 14 pages on the water district of things that, you know, that I find that I'd ask more about. They may be nothing, they may be something. That's just what I can find in a minute. So I have about 28 or 30 pages of issues. And each one of those, once we decide what we're doing with this, actually links to the minutes. So you're going to be able to look at the issue, click on it. If you're sitting at your computer with that's hooked to the internet, and it will actually go to those minutes. So you don't have to believe what I typed in. Click on it, you're going to go to those set of minutes. And then people will be able to read the paragraph. And so I've actually put a lot of time in this, putting this together, because I think that when you do things like this, you need to make sure you know, rumors are everywhere. And one of the things you will not find anything that I put together, there is no rumor. There's probably some rumors that are true and some that are false, but it's not personal and it's not about gossip. It is, you know, the audit says that they have $1,700 to $1,800 a month health insurance cost per employee for a full family. You know, we're going to do some research as to what others pay. I know that Madras is capped at $950, and they're a much bigger department. I know that Sisters is well less. I know that Ben Fire is $1,300 with an 80-man union, and these guys are several hundred a month more with about four or five people. And whether or not that's Lapine, I don't know. Is that what happens? Is that maybe in Lapine they should be that high? I'm not going to make that value statement. But it's there. And those kinds of things. And then I was working on today, I'm doing kind of a staff report that would go with those. So you don't want to read 30 pages. Some of you will. So then I'm doing one that's down to 5 or 6 pages, and I still have it in draft form. And it'll probably be 7 or 8 when I'm done. And then this would tie to those documents. So it's a staff report. I'm going to tell you guys this is what I've seen. And that's what we would do. We're going to do on the new building. You know, it's due diligence. You want to find out what you're buying. What are you assuming? A student once told me, he said, you needed an audit, you know, possibly. Not a regular audit. We need a full different kind of audit, and that may be something that we do after at some point, but right now we couldn't get that done because we don't control it. We can't have one. It's not ours to audit. So, new point.
Is there anything that we can do to speed it up to cut down on the attorney costs that we're building? Because I know that it's not just the city attorney costs going up, but it's also water and sewer attorney costs going up with all these delay tactics.
Yeah, and you know, I count on the public. There's some watchdogs in here that watch things, and I can tell you when you look at this compared to what some of the things that have come here, I know where I put my time and effort because it's significantly where the action is. Yeah, I think the public has to start saying enough is enough. You know, one example, some of you know, I mean, I in the audit, again, it's in the audit, in the 09 audit, they had to write off $8,500 for this hay because it was a bad debt. And the audit mentioned that it was a debt from a relative of a district board member. So that's $8,500 that was written off. So I emailed them and said, who was the board member? The response back was from the board chair, who's not on the payroll. The staff is too busy to answer the question, and I need to go through the attorneys. Mm-hmm. All I needed was a name, and all of those board members were there. They know who bought the hay. They know which board member that person is related to. So they're making me, all they had to do is type in the person's first and last name. And instead, I have to go to our attorney. Our attorney has to go to their attorney. Their attorney has to then go to them. Probably, you know, it's $100 or something to get this response. Well, of course, I haven't gotten the response. That was a month ago. That's just asking one little question. And so the public should be outraged that, A, that they're writing off $8,000 in hay, B, that they won't say who it is when they know who it is. And it's a public record. There's nothing confidential about it. But they have chosen this route, and, you know, I can't do anything about it, nor can any of you, probably. other than people starting to get upset that are paying the bill. And the problem is there's a whole list of issues. I mean, there's lots more things I'd like to know, but if I can't get anything answered, why keep adding on to the list? At this point, we're just kind of sitting.
Would you, you mentioned earlier, get a vote on continued support for the withdrawal, but do you actually need a vote or just a consensus? We voted prior to this, and we have voted in the past to do the withdrawal. We can vote again?
Well, they voted to not support the withdrawal last meeting.
Okay.
And so, maybe on the record, because there's a perception that I'm the only one that cares about this or something, from them. Mm-hmm. You've heard some of that.
Yeah.
And so, yes, it's my job to go do it, but ultimately, I think they need to know that the eight of you support the withdrawal.
Yeah,
and that we are going to move forward on withdrawal. And so they can keep. Actually, it's good that they're picking on me, because that means they're not working on the issue, evidently. Because I'm not spending any time on any one of them. I'm just going through, what do the minutes say? What's the facts? Where are we? It doesn't really matter. It's not a personal thing. I would like to see.
Definitely reaffirm that with a vote.
It helps Jeremy and I think all of us when we're to know, look, everyone's still on board. So maybe a motion to continue the withdrawal process as planned.
I so move.
Okay. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Dr. Ward, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Breyer, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. You still have
some. And how about our three future guys?
Oh, sure.
Just so that I can. For the record,
can we?
They can't hear.
Ken Mullenix, I support that totally. And Dan Barco, and I also support that. And just hope Rick doesn't leave until it's done.
Stu Martinez and I support that, and it was also supported in a letter sent to the district that the three of us are supporting.
Yes, they did.
Oh, I'd like that.
About a week ago.
A week ago.
Did you CC the city?
I'm sorry?
Did you copy the city?
I'd like to have a copy of that. I think all the councilors should.
Send it to you.
You did send it to me, but I don't forward emails. Forward emails.
Would you mind sending that to me?
Well, I don't want an email. I wanted the letter.
Well, no, they did it via email.
Oh.
He did it.
These days,
he sent me
a letter. A lot of times, email. I think we'd all appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And then we'll see everyone Monday night.
That's right. Yes. Okay. Further discussion. We will have public comment coming up.
The swearing in, I just wanted to make clear, kind of, there's been a little confusion, and just swearing in, first meeting in January, so I thought under your council rules, which you can change, obviously, being you have the right to change any one of them for anything, but it's you have a meeting the first Monday, and really, I'm assuming it's a meeting, it's really just a swearing-in ceremony, and not a meeting to conduct business. That would be normal. Deschutes County's having a swearing-in that day. They don't hold a meeting that, right after swearing-in. It's more of a ceremony to swear in the council. But I didn't know, and so everyone's been going around. And then at our first meeting in 12, we wanted the councilman who had just left to attend, right?
Yes.
And we want to give you something and have something there at that first meeting. So we would open that meeting and then have a little ceremony, take a half-hour break, and then go on to the business. So, and you guys
were afterwards.
Yeah. You guys were wanting. you were talking about doing the swearing in at
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock on that Monday.
And that's actually gone out on the.
So they could have their families here, and stuff. Before it was in the morning. I don't know when did they do it or when did they do it, but Or is the one in the county that evening? Somehow
it's 8:30 at the county in the morning, and then ours would be 2:00 in the afternoon.
So
that would be a normal council meeting in the afternoon.
Not really. It's a swearing in. I mean, and again, I don't know how you do things. I've been sworn in many times, and you know, it's not a meeting. No, it's just a swearing in. But you do have your rule that says it's a meeting the first Monday.
And we've never had this before where we had councilors leaving.
You always all
newly elected ones coming in.
Yeah. Normally, you would have a swearing in during the day, and where they do that, you know, and then like say family members take photos and do things, and then you move on to your regular meeting that you'd have on the second Wednesday in this case.
Well,
that would be normal.
When does the new council then select their mayor?
Well, if you're not really going to have a meeting that Monday, that's the first thing that they would do at their meeting.
On the 12th.
On the 12th.
Yeah.
So the council is mayorless for a little while, but we have you.
Yeah.
They have you.
Know,
they will have you.
Yes.
And we have your phone number.
I can change that.
Yeah, and of course, in the future, after our charter is done, then the mayor will be elected, and they would be sworn in. So this is the last time that this will really happen, because we'll switch.
Reading, I think it was Ben's from last election, and they did their swearing in on the first Monday or whatever it was, and selection of mayor.
And you could do that. I was thinking about that. You could just have that item on the agenda just to select the mayor if you wanted. You tell me what you guys want. We'll have her set up, Patty and I.
So the first Monday of...
is the third.
I would say that we wait until the 12th, because I'm not really sure if I can come down that the middle of work day.
Okay. Yeah, we definitely would want the full council.
Oh, yeah.
And we had talked about inviting some people like Gene Wisnett and the new judge.
For the swearing in.
For the swearing in.
Yeah.
And I think it was, our thoughts were around the fact that we'd have our families here and just do it just as an event that accomplishes that, and then go down the road to the 12th and...
I think when you make those decisions and make plans, that the council members who are carrying over should be involved. You've been a group and you've done great work, but I don't think that the councilors have been included.
Well, just to answer that, I could say that this is a thing that the three of us have talked about and worked on, and really it has just come out today that the idea was set in concrete that it would be 2:00, and I don't think other than and Rick has known about it, and it seemed to me to be convenient to talk about it tonight, and I thought that
I wanted it on the agenda
because if we're just working these issues out and everything, and we make 5 phone calls to you to get you updated all the time about it, it seems a little cumbersome to make announcements before you get your game together, I guess. So it was not intended to ignore you or anything. It was more a case of us trying to get our game together. And it's now together.
And I think all of us have seen each other at local functions. Adele, I don't know if I've been at any function that you've been at, or you've been at any functions that I've been at.
No.
But I've seen Don at the last 2 chamber events at the senior center. So I know I've talked to him. I've seen these 2 around town.
So then it was just I was the one that...
No, I didn't know. In fact, Mondays can be bad for me, so I may or may not be there.
Okay, well then it's a good thing we're having a discussion. discussion so we can all get on the same page.
Yeah. Well, the, your rules say it's the first Monday.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. But I mean, Monday during business hours can be bad for me. This time of year, it's a little slower and, you know.
Well, when's your normal meeting? At 6 o'clock?
Yeah. Yeah. Could it just be in the evening? I'm saying David.
Like, well, no, I mean, if you guys have made your plans, I'm not going to, I mean, even though, I would love to be there, and I'm going to try to make every effort to be there, but.
See, that's the situation that I'm in, too. I'm many miles closer than she is during work hours, but that doesn't mean I can get out of my office.
There's no reason we couldn't do it, Peggy, is there?
I'm sure that we could do something, but I'm not sure the people that we would like to have come could necessarily be there.
Okay, you know, it's your event, and you're going to go down in history as being sworn in on this day. So you should have the people there that you really want there. I think you should work it that way. My comment is the same as Adele's. I want to be there, and I will try my best to be there. I can always plan on these things. Unfortunately, my customers aren't always real cooperative. They just call out of the blue.
There's no doubt that we would want each one of you there. I mean, it's important for the city, and important for us as we add to this city collection and that. But knowing that there are conditions that even can't be talked about right now that may prevent several of you from not being there. And it is just a swearing in.
You know, when it comes to scheduling things, sometimes you just have to schedule and go with
and
it.
Go down and look.
So, you have my promise. I want to be there. I will be there. Unless something comes up.
So you guys are going to set it at 2 o'clock?
I'd like to see it at 6 o'clock.
Well, you have an office. You work, too. It is hard for people, for most of us.
And that's why it should be discussed beforehand, too. So.
I'm really entirely a team.
Well, I think it's back to the comment about you're going to set the time.
Take a vote.
You guys need to set the time for the meeting. If we're going to call it the meeting according to the procedures, somebody needs to set a time that they're going to hold the meeting. Our request is basically 2 o'clock, but... And it's based upon some considerations we've gone through. But you are the council. It's your meeting. You get to set it.
And that's true. But we need to know what all of the considerations and desires are. Councilor Greiner?
I'm free any time. Well, not free, but reasonable.
Available.
Okay, it doesn't matter to you. Councilor Hedges?
I won't be involved, so.
We're still councilors until they're sworn in.
Okay. Well, if they've made plans and have people invited, I guess that should probably be it. 2 o'clock.
Councilor Ward?
I'm perfectly flexible with either time. I'm free and easy that day. Whatever, it's you guys, it's your show. So whatever everybody decides on either time is fine with me.
Okay.
I am open to, and I don't know the schedules of some of the people that.
And I think that's important about the judge and
that's what I'm.
And I sent you an email today about Tim Wisdom, so I can see in there his answer too along those lines.
Yeah.
So that would be the only thing that I'm not, I mean, it would be nice to have the judge come down. I don't know what his schedule is.
Which judge?
Ashby.
Wells.
Wells, yeah, Bill Wells, Ashby, and Jean. And if, you know, that's important to you to have them there, if it's, let's do this, what works best for them. Choose a time when they can both be there and we'll all just...
Well, I think it's important that we've announced a time to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're working their schedules around that right now.
They're already working on that. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
2 o'clock.
Yeah. 2 o'clock. Go for it.
Like the toughest decision on that.
Oh, come on. We're just all trying to be nice.
Yeah. Usually it's a little thing separate. Yeah. So, 2 o'clock, January 3rd, here. You swearing in.
Is that going to be announced?
We're just coming over.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we'll send out a public notice.
Public meeting.
And then we'll do the mayor the first meeting. That'll be our first item on the meeting. Before we do our ceremony and break and all that. So we'll do our mayor, then take an adjournment to give out the board. We'll have that laid out. Thank you.
Okay. Move on to item number 13.
I think that's probably the easiest one.
Yeah,
13A,
real estate items.
Need a motion on the one agenda item and then get the two other ones.
So should I make that motion?
Yeah.
Just for the public's information, these are things that were discussed in the executive session. And discuss executive session items outside of executive session, but we have to go to the public. So that's where we are on that.
So I move that the City Council authorize the manager, Rick Allen, to move forward on behalf of the city with the negotiation and execution of a sale agreement for the purchase of a certain Willow property for use as the city's future city hall. The sale agreement will include terms and conditions concerning, among other things, the City Council's review and approval of the sale agreement as condition to closing, the city's completion of an appropriate due diligence evaluation of the property, the city obtaining financing acceptable to the city, and such other terms and conditions Rick Allen and or legal counsel deem necessary and or appropriate.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Yes. Mr. Matthews, yes.
Councilor Matthews, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Reiner, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Right?
I'd like to make a motion, please.
Yes.
I move that, as local contract review board, the City Council designate Realtor Service as professional services for the purpose of the city public contracting ordinance.
Second. Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Fantich, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Brenner, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Council.
May I further move that the City Council provide City Manager Rick Allen the authority to interview and select one or more realtors to represent the city in connection with the city's efforts to locate and acquire a new city hall.
I second.
Moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Fantich, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Brenner, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Council. All right, with that, we will move on to public comments again. Comments? Would you step up to the podium, please?
It
is for me.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Ted Scholler, 15640 Cornell Drive. I just wanted to make comments on water sewer acquisition. The public thing, Rick, is taking over a major portion of the company's responsibility.
webpage and public information that these items that are being brought forward in terms of current management orders be part of the public comment without, you know, just as facts, without any, you know, glossing or whatever. For instance, my feeling that the citizens that come on the pond were charged, the same people that have been served in the water service, and they have the right to know how their water service is managed. So I just want to put that in comment. I'm sure Chris probably already thought of that.
Thank you, Ted. Anyone else? Okay. Committee reports for 15. Committee heads here? Nothing to report on? Good. Let's move on to number 16, staff comments.
Yeah, we'll have to be thinking about our committee for these outside assignments for that first meeting. Have to come up with a list of, because I don't know all necessarily all of them, but if you guys help me email me and get these out by CYCs and all these, because we need to reappoint, let people at that first meeting find our representatives and alternative. Do we have a list?
Yeah, we have a document.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, and he just, this proclamation, if you wanted to, you could vote on that little proclamation, but. Did you guys get a copy of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was kind of neat. We took some time out today to put this together. The mother called, and the young man is going to get his Eagle Scout award on Monday night. And so we made up this nice proclamation and put it on a little gold paper. And he graduated from Lapine High School, and he put park benches and stuff over in Ponderosa Park. Mm-hmm. That was his Eagle Scout project. Huh?
Where is that?
I don't know where that park is.
One from the Parks District here.
Ponderosa? Ponderosa?
Where is
that? Is that in a subdivision, maybe?
Oh, the Ponderosa Pines Neighborhood Park. Ponderosa Pines is way out.
Okay. Kitty will sign that proclamation. Now, sometimes a person would read that, and I don't know if Kitty will take to find out the time if she wants to run over and read that, or we at his little ceremony. Or we could have someone else do it. We're having an executive session that night, and I'm assuming it's during that. We'll have a 6 to 8 executive session at 2 hours. And I don't know when that is. She didn't tell us, did she?
It was for evening sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, I can't sign it yet. It says signed this 20th day of December 2010.
Yeah, it's proclaiming it that day.
So this is...
You can sign it. We want a nice blue pen, though, that shows the color difference than the black and all of that.
But this doesn't say the time.
No, the proclamation doesn't have a time.
I don't have anything to.
So. No, we don't know when time is.
Yeah, I'll have to find out.
But if you can't go, we have a young lady who's going to work part time, 10, 15, no less than 20 hours a week to help us out on some projects. And in my contract, I get to hire people. And you guys have been aware that we've been working on it. And originally we were thinking of full time, but that looking at really what we have going right now, that would be an overkill. And then in the spring, as we move along with the new council, we can work on just what our needs are. And a little of that depends on sewer and water and how that's moving. And so there's a lot of things with that. So, her name is Renee Sid Rivers. And this is her resume, and I'll give you guys, it's obviously confidential, it's not for public. Her resume is not something that is open to everyone. But she and her boyfriend have moved to Bend, and she was a city, worked in the planning department in Steamboat Springs, Colorado for a few years. She worked in Ketchum by Sun Valley, Idaho, in the community development department, and then worked in the finance department in Sun Valley. And she's a volunteer fireman, EMT, ski patrol, has a couple horses, and she has a master's in urban regional planning from Eastern Washington University. And she's happy to come in and fill in hours. She knows that it's not more than that, and you know, help us out on some of these projects that we need. And one of the first things I'm going to have her start on is do a whole complete salary survey of sewer and water public works departments in the region. So we know, and she'll put into a spreadsheet, so that we were going to know what's a water worker one make, or a sewer storm sewer. They have titles, and they're, so we really can compare it, and the on-call, and the weekends, and the holiday, and how does that work with on-call, and it'll be, you know, it's something we need to know. So, that type of thing. And then also, if you guys have, I thought if you email me something that, like, you know, you've wanted to kind of study and looked into, that's kind of been, you know, we should be able to have some time that she could research some of that stuff, because that's the kind of thing she did. She did a lot of code work where she was. She worked the counter. She took in the complaints. She drove out to the houses and took pictures. And so she's got a pretty good background in that kind of stuff. And right now, I've done her background, talked to the city manager in Sun Valley, Idaho. They all have good things to say, and talked to some others. And we're doing the criminal background check right now, which she has to sign a form to have that all done. So I don't know if she'll be here before in a couple weeks. And she'll probably work on Tuesdays and Wednesdays or something when I'm down here and do some of those things. And we talked about using Mid-Oregon personnel. And so that way that they basically, when we don't have any need for the person, or if we want to not use them anymore, the city has no liability. The person actually works for Mid-Oregon personnel. Well, the state prisons do that at first. A lot of mills do that. Parks districts do it with summer employees. It just gives you the total flexibility on that position. And then if the person's working out and you like them and you think you'd like them to hang around longer, you can then convert them to your payroll. And that's kind of how I plan on moving forward with it.
So what's the rationale about the agency?
It's a temp agency that it gives you flexibility that if someone doesn't work out, you can just call the temp agency and they let them go. There is no unemployment charge back to the city. There's no liability back to the city. They work for, and that's why a lot of them do it as kind of at the beginning stages of an employment. We don't have to do that. A lot of places do it, and I thought with new council members coming and not sure what all we were going to need, it was probably kind of safe way to do it, and then we can easily change it.
So traditionally, isn't it, if you do decide to keep that person on, don't you have to pay a fee to the agency?
No, this is just a month-to-month type thing. Okay. We can break it. So okay. It's not like a year contract or anything like that. There's no right or wrong with it. I mean, you know, it's just, some places do it, some don't. Some do it with some employees, some don't do it with others. Again, I thought, based on the contact, the conversations I've had with people and the changes coming and everything, that's maybe just a safe way to do it for 60 or 90 days, mm-hmm. and so that you have maximum flexibility.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's a great way to go.
How old is this person? How old?
I don't know.
Oh, it isn't on the resume.
No.
I just wanted to know how much she's paid. That's one of those no questions.
Oh, the person? Oh, it's $15 an hour, no benefits, no nothing.
Okay. Dr. Ward, any comments?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone will like her.
I personally think it's a pretty good idea.
Well,
that,
anxious to meet her.
That is, I guess, all I can think of right now. I mean, there's always lots of things going on. Oh, yeah, Barb had asked me, we didn't end up opening an account at any other banks. We talked about that months ago. And what happened was Home Federal brought down their bosses, and I went and talked to a couple other banks, and they said, in fact, it is true. Public funds have to be insured above the $250,000 FDIC guarantees. So there was really no work reason to open up more bank accounts have going to another bank at this time. The only reason we were doing it was the guarantees. And then when we assume sewer and water, they have accounts all over town. So we'll address that at that time. Yeah, but thanks, Barbara, for bringing that up, because I did never really report it back on that.
Okay. Patty, did you have anything?
Nothing, thank you.
All right. Move on to council comments.
Well, at yesterday's Liggy board meeting, it was brought up that there are three companies that have made preliminary inquiries about industrial space. And this is all just preliminary stuff. The first one was a company called Clean, and I don't understand this, so Ted, maybe you can help me. Clean Energy Association Company. They take recycled materials out of the landfill and make new stuff. But nobody said what stuff they make. Can you light on that?
Well, they'll use the plastics to build, to use the recycle of plastic items and maybe the wood products for tuba boards or whatever, you know, or press board. I'm not sure specifically what that company does, but that's the kind of thing they're doing, recycling.
And then the second one is a Northern California company. It's a data center company that is definitely wants to come to Central Oregon. But they need a high degree of electricity, so this would be the perfect place for them. But here again, they're just looking. And then Western Water Development, they work with the group that's going to be doing the geothermal drillings. They need a space where they can do fabricating and put in so forth. This is the first time in 2 years that I've been attending these meetings when there's been more than one company looking to come to La Pine. This is a real good sign. But I'm still a little concerned about what kind of stuff this company is. And that was the sum total, and that's all I had to say. Thank you. Did you have a question for me?
Well, I was just, that first company, they make like the Trex boards that you build your decks out of that never deteriorate. White plastic fencing.
Oh,
that's
I see.
All recycled materials. That's the kind of stuff that they
do. I see. Thank you.
Councilor McAfee.
I attended the DEQ Steering Committee meeting, and that reminds me.
You were going to talk about having some.
Oh, I thought it was going to be an agenda.
I know, I was, but the agenda, I think either the agenda was already out.
Should we talk about it now?
Sure.
Okay. So the DEQ Steering Committee, and they're still in the formation stages, I would say. They haven't really moved along and started. They're still discussing kind of the housekeeping issues. And so I would like the council to consider a position onto that committee. Now, it's going to take DEQ's agreement and also the steering committee members' agreement. But this would be an important move because it'll show that we, as you know, eventually taking over the water and the sewer, that we can start in and start that dialogue as being part a regional partner. As to the with the regional solution, and not and start taking head on those issues with the nitrates. I think that is the city wants to be responsible, and I think this would be a good move. So when it goes to the state level, is that we can say, hey, look, we've been at the table, and we want to be good stewards of this region. So with that, I think that if the council can vote just to move forward with that correction. Not, I mean, it's not going to be up to us to be on to the committee. We're going to have the consent of both the members and the
Did you talk with you about this?
I talked to some of the members, and they were very supportive, and that they would address everything. They would bring that issue forward with him, and they would support it.
Do you know how often they're going to meet again?
I think it's once a month. Yeah.
Here?
Yeah, it's usually at midday, and it's
Yeah, she had emailed me, and I thought it was a good idea for you guys to talk about it. If something you want to join, sort of try to get on there. And you got to, you don't want to do it unless there's someone wants to do it, because you got to have a member that wants to attend. Because the last thing you want to do is get the slot created, and then only every third meeting have someone go. You know, because if that sewage stuff is someone, you have to. It's got to be an issue.
Yeah, they expect more participation.
Yeah. So.
When they were setting up this committee, this came up, and what they were saying was that as far as government agencies and other organizations and such, what they would want to be a technical advisor from that group. So are they changing their.
I think they realize that. I mean, they realize the significance of, because that, you know, our plans is to take over the water sewer. And that, and the water sewer has not participated.
So you said something about a vote, or did you just, it sounds like it needs further discussion or more assurance from them that they actually want someone?
No, well, I just want an okay that you know, everybody is on board to approach them. Mm-hmm. And then once that they say, you know, it's a good idea, then we can formally, for one of the members to be on it, and then I'll have more information than they need, and what they expect that member to participate in, what discussions.
Well, I've always thought that this the city should be participating, because we do have all the okay stuff. I mean, there's a dead on the sewer, and that could be a lot of years ago.
Well, I think it's a good idea.
You
should pursue what you've
So, Dale, you'll get the information in January or at a work session or something to draft okay. Somebody.
Yeah.
On the schedule for city council meetings, there's an error. It says on the election column, January 27th, which is the July. You'll know you'll get back on the emails on the web. I have no comments
here. You guys meet that week for the file, right? What day is that?
We don't know what's going to happen between now and the third. Councilor Greiner?
I have one more.
Oh, we'll allow that.
So I also attended the comp plan, which was very well attended. And topic that was very well supported was designating a new South County area. That when they refer to South County, that it would be an actual geographic location that would have boundaries. So many people sat to the podium. There was probably 50 people there. And then I think the continuation of the hearing, and I think it's the last hearing, is tomorrow at 5:30 at night.
Yeah,
Of the wall, yeah, I think it's on 1300 wall.
I just didn't know. Sometimes this is called.
Oh, is it?
It is.
It is.
But what?
A 530.